Welcome back to This Working Droid. This is episode number 65, Wikipedia. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil. So, continuing on the theme of ways to get reading content on your mobile device or tablet or whatever reader you may have, today I thought I'd share a way to get Wikipedia articles on your mobile device. So, granted, you can use your official Wikipedia apps for Android and iOS, but I don't have a current iOS device or any iOS device at that for that matter. I did a quick search in the App Store or the iOS App Store online just to see when the last time the app was updated, and it looks like around the middle of last year, 2013, it was updated. Similar thing for Android. It hasn't been updated since I believe October of 2013, but it's basically an easy way of getting Wikipedia articles on the go, assuming you have an internet connection. But let's say you're in a place with limited connection, no connection, you're flying and traveling internationally, and you want to save on your bandwidth and you don't want to worry about using the internet. So Wikipedia on their website has a feature that lets you save articles in PDF format so you can take them as reading materials on the go. So when you visit Wikipedia, you'll select the language that you want. So for example, I'm going to read in English, so en.wikipedia.org. And when you're in the article, on your left-hand pane, you'll see the option to print or save the article, and then you can save it and you can transfer it over to your reading device. So basically, that's all there is to that, and then you can save it and use it on the go. The official app, I admit, is kind of lacking, especially on Android. I'm not sure. I think the iOS version is the same, where you can save articles on your device to read later, but it doesn't really work if you want to use it offline. So at least for Android, I did a Google Play or a search in the Google Play Store to see what other options there were that tied in, or apps that had a more updated interface and tied into the Wikipedia servers and article base, so I can get the same articles but has more functionality. And that's where Wiki Explorer comes in. So this app actually follows the Android Holo UI guidelines. It's actually updated more regularly. You can read articles for places nearby, you can see articles on a map, and you can do a general like area search as well, an exploratory search. So if you're reading one thing and you want to see related content from the article, you can browse around and just do general reading that way. And you can even save articles for offline reading. This is more of an Android feature that I saw, tied into the printing feature, but you can save the article on your mobile device as a PDF and read it offline later. So basically, it has those extra functionalities that the official app doesn't have as of yet. I don't know if they're working on it at the moment or something that's being worked on, but it's something I'd like to see to just update the app to flow more with latest UI guidelines on Android and iOS, because it doesn't, I mean, it looks okay to match the website, but it doesn't really fit well with the UI for current mobile devices. But that's really all I wanted to say about that. But in other related notes, as far as the functionality of Wikipedia, so let's say you want to create your own biography page online, and you don't really want a website, but you want something that's kind of like, here's the things I've done in my lifetime, and you just want something generic and widespread, something that's not necessarily social like Facebook and Google Plus, and not something that's too professional like LinkedIn, that you can create a free Wikipedia account and set up your own biography. So a brief brief summary, and then events over periods of times and other related content, and then tie in references and do things like link to other sites and all of that. And then once you have your account, the other great feature is that since Wikipedia is the online encyclopedia, let's say you see information that is not accurate, you can update that as well and provide the corrections as well. So basically, it's a living, breathing encyclopedia that's consistently updated and has as much accurate information as possible that you know of as of that time. And of course, since Wikipedia is a free service and they provide it on servers that cost money, they are always accepting donations. So if you use a service a lot, then it's something that's worth doing as well. That's just a personal promotion of the site. I am actually setting aside a budget for my donations this year to do that as well, because I do like the site. It's always working for me. I think there's only been like one time since I've used it in the past few years that it's been down, and that was a widespread thing, so it's not necessarily a localized thing or their issues, but it's happened. But for the most part, I do have good uptime, so it's a cause worth donating to. But that's really all I wanted to cover there. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And follow me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to use our online contact form, you can visit geek-io.com, where you can also get other shows on the Geek.io network of shows. And I'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode, ProXPN.com. So as you're browsing the internet or saving articles or reading stuff online, whatever you may be doing, and you want to make sure that you have the safest, most secure internet browsing available, be sure to visit ProXPN. They protect you as much as possible, keep your data safe and protected as well, so you can be rest assured that you're browsing the internet as safely as possible. And when you use promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get 20% off of their already low rates. So that's proxbn.com and the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.